Welcome to tonight's Tannehill County Board of Adjustment meeting, Wednesday, December 15th, 2021. We're going to start tonight with a call to order. Scott?
Okay. Corey Roebuck. David Hurd.
Here.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
Trent Edwards.
Here.
And Rick Caudell.
All right. So
quorum.
All right. And then we're going to begin with Scott. Can you give the explanation of the public hearing procedures and the presentation exhibits and the governing statutes?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone this evening to the December 15th, 2021 Board of Adjustment public hearing. Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Zoning Regulations, Zoning Maps, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Zoning Regulations and the Zoning Maps into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for the cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, please complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please return the completed sign-up sheet before addressing the board. Give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on an application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in attendance in the audience. All speakers are not a party of the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty: 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it, which is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission, as herein provided. 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good, without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
All right, thank you, Scott. All right, in our review and action, we need to look over the October 20th, 2021 meeting minutes. Board, have you had an opportunity to do that? Okay. And then, hey, Scott, let's see. Since I wasn't present at that meeting, I don't have a vote on the minute meetings.
You can still vote.
Okay, yeah. Perfect.
That's up to you.
All right. So would anybody like to make a motion on those meeting minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Have a second?
I'll second that motion.
All right. All in favor of the meeting minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. And then on the November 4th, 2021 special meeting minutes, did you guys have an opportunity to review those?
I did.
Okay. All right. Anybody want to make a motion?
I'd make a motion to approve them as written.
Okay.
I'll second it.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. They've been approved. All right. We'll begin tonight with the public hearings 21-003 appeal. Scott, if you could get us started on that. Wait. Before we do,
let me go ahead and give this option.
Okay.
Yeah. So in the Board of Adjustment bylaws under voting, Article 13A and B, So A, each Board of Adjustment member shall be entitled to one vote on all issues presented to the Board of Adjustment. It shall require the concurring vote of at least three members of the Board of Adjustment to constitute a decision of the Board of Adjustment. And B, if at hearing before the Board of Adjustment there is present only three members, which is the case tonight, of the Board of Adjustment, then in such event the applicant of the proceeding shall have a one-time option to continue the hearing until the next regularly scheduled Board of Adjustment meeting at which there exists a quorum of members of the Board of Adjustment, and the matter shall be heard at that meeting without another option pursuant to this paragraph to continue the hearing to a later date. This option shall be requested prior to the evidence being received by the Board of Adjustment in the public hearing for the particular project or application. So before we start the public hearing, okay, we need to offer that option to the applicant. And then you can swear in if we move forward, and then, yeah.
Okay, excellent. So do we want to proceed tonight, or would we like to reschedule this for the next? Proceed? Okay, so we'll go ahead and proceed with 21-003 appeal. So if you plan to speak tonight, if you don't mind, please stand and raise your right hand. We'll swear you in. All right. Do you promise to tell the truth to the best of your ability tonight?
I do.
All right, thank you. May be seated. All right, well, we'll begin with this. So, Scott, if you can get us started on that.
So your applicant, Jason Hyde and Denise Trawick, on November the 8th, 2021, the Taney County Planning Commission denied a conditional use permit, which is CUP number 21030, requested by Jason Hyde and Denise Trawick. They were seeking approval for nightly rental use in the existing seven-bedroom north one-half of a duplex located at 514 Skyline Road, Branson. The Planning Commission's motion to deny was based on the width of Skyline Road at the duplex driveway to the main road being narrow and would not provide safe access to the duplex, and no documentation being provided to the Planning Commission for an easement on MoDOT. In addition, the driveway, which is Skyline Road, the previous road mentioned, is not sufficient for the number of vehicles the nightly rental use will generate. So this is the PowerPoint that was presented to the planning, but if Board of Adjustment would overturn the Taney County Planning Commission's denial, this would be the staff recommendations. It's our standard nightly rental staff recommendations, with the changes being made in red. So based on a seven-bedroom cabin, your maximum occupancy would be 16. Parking for 16 occupants would need 8 parking spaces. And then an on-site septic system would be upgraded or evidence the system is sized for 16 occupants with a review or a permit through Taney County Environmental Services. So under 23.010, the standards number 5 and 6 were adequate public safety, transportation, utility services, buffering, access roads, drainage, open spaces. Other necessary public services would be available to serve the subject property while maintaining adequate levels of service for existing development. And then 6 in that section is adequate access routes will be provided and designed to provide ingress and egress as to minimize traffic congestion on public roads, to maximize traffic safety and prevent traffic hazards on public roads. Subject's property is highlighted. This is Table Rock Lake, the Chateau. We just barely are seeing it here. This is Chateau Cove area, the Majestics, Skyline Road, Animal Safari Road, the State Highway 265. I think everybody has a feel where we're at. Skyline Road goes down to this, which is also called Skyline Road. So here's our zoning layer. This, of course, is zoned R2, being a duplex. The yellow is R1, NR1, A1. We have some NR3. The non-colored is all the MoDOT High Road right-of-way. And then the dark colored is incorporated, which happens to be the city of Branson in this case. So just some photos. So this is the Skyline Road that's in question. And this is where the county road is, if you see at the very far end of that photo. This is the photo that I tried to stand in the same location. The drive goes just right here where you can see down to the duplex, and I just turned around and looked back to the Skyline Road to give you a perspective of the road from one location. With that, I would turn it over to your applicant.
Okay. All right, if the applicant would like to come up and speak.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm John Lee with Keller Williams. I represent the seller. And one of the issues that came up was there was no proof of who could drive on Skyline since that's a MoDOT road. I have an email and documents here from MoDOT, which I gave to Scott on Monday, from a letter from MoDOT saying anybody can drive on that road. It's a MoDOT road. If you got a license, you can drive on it, as any MoDOT road in the state. So Scott has those documents.
No, they were laid at their desk.
You've got them? Okay. And also on there, perhaps, can I bring something up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Up here, as part of that, Lisa did the whole thing there's 21 pages here at all the counties in Missouri that they have MoDOT roads on.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she had underlined that for us about the public use on that. And then on the next, the other page 21 or whatever it is, it has all the counties in here. It shows Taney County.
And so all the way from turning off Skyline Drive onto Skyline Drive, so from the beginning of Skyline Drive all the way to the turn off to this duplex, that's all MoDOT. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So I'll leave that with you.
All right. Thank you.
And then the next question was, is that road wide enough for more than one car? So I'll hand it off to you.
So Brad Youngblood, a longtime Taney County native. I'm actually representing the Treywick and Hyde. I'm actually going to be managing the property as well. Things that came up was the road wide enough? What's the parking situation like? And sometimes until you can get your eyes on it, you really don't know standing from, a panel, what that really looks like. So we actually had brought my marketing guy out with the drone and actually was doing a little bit of, work just to kind of get the full spectrum of what we're, from point A to point B, the parking, the road situation, and I believe we sent it over to Scott.
Do you want me to start that?
Yeah. So you can see here, this is John and I driving side by side, and from about point A to point B is about 800 feet to the duplex driveway from Skyline Road.
And I wish everybody would bring a drone video.
But then we wanted to kind of show, too, the parking